In the early days of the coronavirus pandemic, Puerto Rico was one of the first to impose the strictest lockdowns of the United States. Governor Wanda Vazquez restricted what days people could go out, enacting an overnight curfew, and those who violated it could be fined thousands of dollars in jail time. But in the months since, the number of people with COVID-19 has grown, with more than 18,000 confirmed cases. And as hurricane season intensifies, Puerto Rico now finds itself exceptionally vulnerable. For more on this, let's bring in Dr. Jose F. Rodriguez Arango. He is the executive director of the Public Health Trust in San Juan. Doctor, welcome.
Thank you for the invitation.
So, Doctor, up until May, Puerto Rico had less than 1% infection rate, and that's really remarkable in a territory with over a million people. But something began to change in July when the island went into phase three. Can you tell us more?
Yes, as you mentioned, after the lockdown, we were in our houses, and from May until the last week of June, our positive rate was less than 1%. So when we opened, everybody was out, and because it was July the 4th, there was a lot of congregations and a lot of individuals that didn't follow the strict orders of distancing and also using the face mask. Also, in addition, during that period of time, we didn't have a great system in the airport. Some of our families coming from Florida and Texas came to visit their relatives here in the island. And the last part that I think that we didn't do well during this period is that although the Puerto Rico Public Health Trust, we were working with some municipalities regarding the contact tracing, the program of the government was not ready at that time. So now is the situation is kind of worrisome because we're still increasing the positive rate every week.
Yeah. The governor has said that $100 million will be released to help municipalities affected by this pandemic, and another $150 million to aid private hospitals. But how is all of this playing out in light of the island's health system, which we know collapsed after Hurricane Maria back in 2017? How is testing being done on the island?
Well, regarding the aid for the municipalities, they put together this contact tracing program that is working right now quite well. Regarding the hospitalization rate, at the beginning of July, the occupation was like 46%, and now it's 42%. But regarding the ICUs, two-thirds of the ICUs that are in, that are occupied by different individuals, and some of them are from COVID. In terms of the ventilators, we are only using like 28% of all the ventilators in the island. And remember, at the beginning, we didn't know how to treat these patients. And now our physicians have more tools in their hands in order to make better assessments in their patient population.
My last question for you, Doctor, what concerns do you have about people's safety and social distancing as the island prepares for reopening for tourism, which is a major economic driver?
Yeah, the airport has always been our weakest link. So what we expect is that we get more testing for our visitors. At this time, I'm asking my relatives in the States, we love you, but please don't come, because we have proven that during at least 2 months, we could maintain our positivity rate very low. And we want to make sure that we have all the systems in place here in the island in order for us to avoid more of this increase of the COVID-19 pandemic in the island.
That's Dr. Jose F. Rodriguez Arango. He is the executive director of the Public Health Trust in San Juan, Puerto Rico. Dr. Rodriguez Arango, thank you so much.
Thank you.